Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. We put the lock on it, you son of a bitch. That's right. That was Mike's idea. That was Mike's idea.
Mike?
That was Mike.
There's no way that was Mike.
I thought it'd be fun.
It was Mike. I told you, dude.
I'm like, backstabbing, I'm son of a...
Yeah, I got to keep you on your toes, Ted.
That's all I'm saying.
But we will spin all giggle.
We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who thought that the bicentennial was a celebration of a buffalo named Centennial, and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant, play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,336. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat Potatoes. In honor of Father's Day this coming Sunday, we head to the grill.
Correct.
But not for the good stuff.
These are the worst things you'd be grilling.
Okay.
They're just not going to...
Vegetables.
Some of those are on the list. These are things that just don't stand up well to a grill.
All right.
And you could grill almost anything.
What's the craziest thing you put on the grill?
I mean, it used to be pineapple, but
I was
going to
say, it seemed crazy. Uh-huh. And then you realize how good it is.
I've seen my bunny and I grilled watermelon once.
I've seen that.
I've heard that.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
No.
Okay. All right.
Because watermelon just
takes the water out of it?
No, we were trying to, we read this thing, you could, use it as, it looks like a steak. So we made, we cut up squares, we put them on buns, but it just tastes like it was very wet, and you were eating grilled watermelon.
On bread?
Yeah, like a sandwich.
That sounds sad.
Yeah.
We had a whole
like a
day.
Sad barbecue.
We were doing stuff. We grilled other foods.
Okay, all right.
But some of the stuff just doesn't go on a grill, and I don't want to hear for you people with the grills. We're not talking about you.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, the flat top has taken over a lot of people, and I get it.
Oh, a griddle.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of this stuff is perfect for that.
Yes,
not
is.
For a traditional
okay.
grill.
Do you know anyone with a griddle?
I got one.
And?
It's great.
Is it better than a grill?
It depends what you're making. I mean, I want my grilled food grill, but the griddle, you do different stuff. Like if you're doing bacon, eggs, any of the breakfasty kind of stuff, it's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, smash burgers, you kind of need a flat surface.
Yeah, right. You know, stuff like that, man.
Yeah, I got in the sub of outdoor kitchenettes, right? For some reason, I guess I checked out enough of them on Reddit.
All right.
So everyone's got these outdoor kitchens,
mm-hmm.
and they all have that flat top.
Yeah.
And they all have either the charcoal or the gas or the smoker.
I got a gas grill, but the flat top's great. And just think about going to the Japanese steakhouse, right?
Okay.
Because that is what they use. And we realize
vegetables, seafood.
Vegetables are a lot better because they don't fall through the little grates, which always drives me crazy. Maybe I'm alone in that.
Mm-hmm.
Even stuff like shrimp, man. Like grilled shrimp is great. But if you don't feel like losing, three or four, I'm put it on the flat top. It makes it easier.
Correct. Right. There's certain things that I think should still be grilled, but honestly, you could do almost anything on those flat tops.
Mm-hmm.
Head Chef coming up with the worst foods for grilling at 4:30 with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And as you said, Steve, so far our biggest dummy has been Cody. And it took Cody 10 questions to get one right. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll when we play Big Dummy. The last time was quite simple. It was basically like this. If you are going to a concert, if you are going to a sporting event, whatever the deal is, are you going to stay until the very end?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to leave early and be that guy that tries to beat the traffic and
right.
get home quick? So that's the poll.
Are you embracing your inner old man?
Correct. And I realized
that's really what it came down to.
I am that guy. So I picked leave early and beat traffic, as did 40% of our listeners. So 60% of you said, I'm going to stay till the very end.
I think that's because it's hypothetical. I think if the situation really arose and we were physically there, I'm going to say it splits about 50-50.
Well, it's black and white on this.
Well, right, that's the thing. The way we asked the question was you had to pick one.
Forever.
So
right.
I would always lean towards staying towards the end. But
sure.
Obviously, there's plenty of
yes.
things I have left early.
Correct.
Whatever, for a myriad of reasons. And like we were saying, even, I feel like football games, because there's not as many, you tend to stay.
Sure.
But also, it just depends on who you're with.
Yeah.
Are you doing something
Ooh,
after
that
the
goes
game?
A long
and,
way.
I would say for soccer or baseball, sometimes it just depends what time that game starts.
Exactly. Yeah. Day games, You are in the 80th minute of a Sounders match. They have cut off beer sales, whatever the deal is. It's a Saturday afternoon, a Sunday afternoon. They're up 3-1. You kind of go, all right, I think it's time to go to Sluggers. Or wherever you're taking off
to.
You just want to keep getting another afternoon beer continuing the day a little bit.
So, doesn't matter what time the game
situationally,
starts.
You know.
They did it at the Mariners game, right? We went there, me and Mike, right? Watched O's Mariners. It's our annual thing. We go there. And we're like, you know what, man? Let's get one last beer. And a friend of ours, she's like, look, dude, I'll grab them. It took her maybe 15 minutes, but she came back empty-handed. Like, beer sales are cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time, because I'm having a fine time. The weather was great. Yeah. You know what I mean? The ball game, and I know the Mariners lost, but all in all, it's a great time. And I'm like, oh, I mean, if we're going to leave, I'd be okay with that now, because I really want a beer.
Yeah.
I
got to
really
know.
Want a beer.
Top of seventh, if you want another beer, if you're even thinking about it, go get it.
Well, glad you told me that, Ted.
Cut them off after a seventh inning stretch, if I had to guess.
Can't we go to the eighth inning,
get
guys?
Get two. You're allowed to get two.
If I had known, and look, I should have known that, right? Presumably, I should have known that. If I were thinking about that or knew that, I definitely would have double-fisted to grab beers.
Yeah. Last I had known is that they stopped double-fisting after the seventh inning stretch, and they might shut it down in the ninth or something like that.
Does it depend on the time, or is it just the stage of the game?
It's just the stage of the game.
It's always the stage of the game.
Because the game moves a lot faster.
I'm almost positive they have a hard set rule. Seventh inning stretch. Once that's over, alcohol sales are cut. It's kind of like in football. Right. Pretty positive after the third quarter.
Yeah.
They cut it off.
Daily Migs. They have a game next Thursday.
Wednesday.
It's well. That's right.
Wednesday.
It's a day game. Okay. Yeah. So the game gets underway at 1:10. Oh, they do have deals on tickets, and they've got a couple sections, by the way.
Oh, if you want to go with them.
KISW.com, and they're giving a portion, like $2 from every ticket, goes to multiple sclerosis.
Correct.
So it's all a cool thing. Anyway, cheap plug. But so at the seventh inning on a 1 o'clock game, they're cutting it off too.
Yes.
I'm almost positive after the seventh inning stretch, that's when it ends.
Oh, by the way, they're playing the Red Sox.
So it's gonna be
a good game. And there's deals on those tickets for those two sections that those guys are in too. So KISW.com on that. All right, the poll today, in honor of Father's Day. Now, depending on how you slice these days and what they mean to you, everybody has a different way of celebrating something that is inherently theirs, whether it's their birthday, whether it's Mother's Day, whether it's Father's Day. Everyone has something that they enjoy doing, and whether that is with family, by themselves, with friends, something special, everyone has a little bit of a different formula. And Steve, I know for a fact, on Father's Day, you would just want to hang out with your kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason I'm a father. So to me, I'm like, look, but like I say, the beauty of having kids, at least at the age they're at right now, is that they're usually they're very agreeable with my ideas. Because the thing is, like, look, it's Father's Day. I know I'm going to hang with them. So guys, what do you say we go to Family Fun Center? Oddly enough, they never push back. They go,
sure,
if that's what you really want to do. And in my mind, I'm like, there's go-karts, there's beer, there's video games. It's a fun time. You guys actually leave me alone more, right? Other than asking for cash to put toward your video game card. Like, you leave me alone. So everyone has a good day, and somehow in their mind, I have facilitated this great time, but also they believe that they have created this great day for me because it's Father's Day. So it's a win-win because I understand, like, look, if it were just up to me, I'd be like, find a way to get an NFL football game on, right? And I'm going to sit here and drink beer and leave me the hell alone. But that can't happen, so I got no problem with that.
Now, how about your birthday? Is it different, or is it the same, pretty much?
You know, my birthday, man, it's just... It's my birthday.
It's not typically on a weekday.
I am old enough now that it's not so exciting. And the kids are always like, wow. Actually, I felt bad for my wife this past Mother's Day. Because let's face it, Mother's Day is where the money is. Right? We know how this works.
What did she want?
It's fine. It didn't matter what she wanted because no one was around, see? Because that's the weekend I was in Spokane with my son.
All right.
For the volleyball tournament. And I'm like, oh, babe, look, there's nothing I can do, man. I got to go. He's an attorney. But yeah. That was Mother's Day, so all we had to do that day, we gave her a call on the way to the volleyball tournament.
Okay.
Beginning and end of the whole, and trust me.
But what would she typically want to do?
Oh, dude, with my wife, it's very simple. Get oysters.
All right.
If you do nothing else, get oysters. You could get in a knockdown, drag-out fight. In the middle of it, you said, look, time out. Let's eat oysters. She would chalk this up to a very successful day.
Okay.
I don't even ask her what she wants. I know that's the answer.
Okay.
Oysters.
I think for me, I like a little of both. My kid is coming down for dinner on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like to do like one activity during the day.
Well, how old is your daughter?
Even if that was
coming down.
She's 26. So, you know, it's just a hike
Or, I don't know. I mean, if you want to go throw a line in the water, I'd go buy a pole for a change, go play golf, something like that, and then spend the rest of the afternoon with the family. So I like a little bit of both. Birthday-wise.
That's not bad, like an early morning kind of let me.
And I'll get up. Birthday-wise, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just, how about this?
Let me drink with impunity.
Right.
Let me drink without you giving me the stink eye. I would chalk that up to a birthday gift.
So my thing is that I really like trashy, not trashy, but I like more bar food than I do like.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't appreciate a great
steak. The foo-foo thing. But
I'm going to do that with you, you know, with whoever I'm going out
with. It's going to happen on your birthday.
Right. Correct.
That's exactly
so
it.
So for me,
Valentine's Day, your birthday, we will get the foo-foo. We know this.
I would be happy with a hamburger from Red Mill.
Yes.
On a night like that with onion rings.
No, it's Father's Day. Get two of them.
Izell's. Something, you know, like it doesn't have to be
foo-foo.
All of that. I just, you know.
Yeah.
Marco Polo fried chicken. Whatever the deal is.
My experience is
hamburger
this.
At Loretta's.
Other than oysters, regarding my wife, but it seems like most women, when it's their birthday or Mother's Day or Valentine's Day, anything that's female adjacent, I want to try something new. I want to try this restaurant we have not been to, but I have heard good things, where I feel like as a dude, hey, can we go back to that place that had the thing that I like? Like, I'm not trying to make sperm.
A good pizza.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I think, like, my brother gets a couple. I mean, his kids are, like, obviously, you know, they're not going to be there as they work in different cities.
Sure.
But they always, he got, like, 24 crabs.
And that's perfect.
And that was their thing. He was like, that's what I want, so, yeah.
Well, same kind of thing. Oh, my dad.
Vindictive wings.
Every year. We send him a gift certificate to whatever his local barbecue joint is. We know what it is in New Mexico that he goes to now. My mother, it's a different thing. My father does not want a card. He does not want flowers. You don't have to call. Just get me that gift certificate, and I'm going to use it. Mom, it's a 45-minute conversation, and, you know, typical mom stuff.
So here's the deal on the poll. So whatever you choose
and
to do.
And by the way, quick side note, the reason we get him the gift certificate now is ever since I've been a child, they would go out either for his birthday or on Father's Day, right? Just my parents. And when they came home, I'd say, where'd you go? And he'd always have this look on his face, and he would say something like, sushi. Now, the thing is, he does not dislike sushi, but clearly, my mother pulled the strings to make this happen. She was always happier than him. So a couple of years ago, I said, I mean, do you ever go to the restaurant that you want to go to on the day that we kind of designate as yours? It's like, you know your mother? No. So that's why we started getting him the gift certificate. Like, hey, take this man to this place.
Nice.
It is prepaid. Let him sit down and get ribs. He's going to go somewhere messy. Don't get dressed up for this. This is what the man
wants.
Shirt.
Right. No white shirt.
No wear white shirt.
That's right.
You understand?
No button-ups. Nothing that you like. That's one thing about barbecue.
You might want to wear an apron.
Right.
It's that kind of thing.
Ooh, wings sound good, too.
They do.
Try to talk my kid into that on Sunday night. I'm sure those places
will
be.
It's your day,
That's
man.
What I'm saying. Like, you like wings, I like wings, let's go. So, more so than what you're doing, on our men's room poll, you're just going to have to spend the time with one of these folks, okay? So, on your day, whether it's Father's Day, whatever the deal is, birthday, would you rather spend the day with, first choice is your parents.
All right.
Okay? So, whatever you're doing,
bam,
you're doing it with your parents. What's wrong with the parents? See, and everyone's going to have a different response based on their different relationships with members of their family.
But, okay, I'm 56. My parents are in their 80s. So, on some level, you say, well, with the parents, right?
Yes,
but that's
the
guilt thing because they're getting older. That's not, my
initial response. I don't think that's guilt. I think that's the practicality of it.
It is the practicality of it. But either way, it's it just feels so foreboding. Like, oh, hey, look, man, I want to make sure that I
yeah, but your parents are fun.
I know they're fun, but I have other options as well.
Okay.
That's all. You know, I hear what you're saying.
You can take them to the amusement park.
Yeah.
Ride the roller coasters. Yeah, exactly. Option number two, you would spend the day with your lovely children, your kids.
Sure.
So you could have that opportunity to do whatever you wanted to. Now, the third option is, you spend the day with your better half.
Okay.
So your significant other, you're going to spend that time with them exclusively. And finally, the option is you can hang out with your friends. So,
yeah. I mean, look.
But it's your day. You can do whatever you want. No one's going to give you any crap. It's Father's Day. It's your birthday, whatever. And you determine, they come to you and they say, hey, what do you want to do? Your wife says, what do you want to do? And you say, you know what? I really just want solo time with my children.
Right. Yeah.
I just really want to hang out with my mom and dad. No, just me. Just me. Like when it was when we were growing up.
Yeah.
I know Adrian can't be here.
That's why he's flying there. For
yeah. Okay, is he?
Yeah, he does it every year.
Nice.
I will say, as my mom has gotten older, I will do that sometimes. Like, I'm doing it when I fly back this summer. I will have a day like I just want to spend time with mom.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. You guys, you know, right? But that's, again, that's because she's getting older.
Right.
So, but, yeah.
That's
I will
thing.
I will pull that card out. But I'm still, to be honest with you, I'm still voting Friends.
I would more than
likely
go with Friends.
I have a hard time not hanging out with the boys.
You know what my problem is, man? Because I'm thinking Father's Day, and I'm like, I'd love to hang out with my friends, but the truth is, I have to come to work Monday. If I hang out with the friends, Monday's going to be a rough day.
Well, you can start at noon if you want.
I would start at noon.
No one's going to bitch on your day.
But it doesn't change.
But it doesn't have to be a Sunday, right? It's just, you have a whole day with these people.
They're my buddies.
Your friend. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Look, man, when you look at it that way, I think buddies for anybody, whether it's hanging out with my gal pals or me hanging out with the boys.
And it doesn't. Yeah. Like, and look, I don't mind hanging out with anyone on there. But like, if I'm hanging out with my parents, that's one thing. And I'm not going to go as nuts as I might want to.
Right? Sure.
But always a good time. If it's my wife, definitely not going to go as nuts. I might go as nuts as I want to, but then there's going to be a verbal price to pay later, and I don't know if I'm in the mood for it.
But it's your day. You're not going to get
it. It is my day.
You're not going to get that heat.
Yeah, but you hear it the next day. I mean, they're always waiting. The kids is always a good time, but you're just doing something entirely different. And with my buddies, I know exactly what's going to happen. It'll be fun. I will definitely have fun with the kids, but it's also limited the number of things I can do with them. You know what I mean? With my buddies, we could go to Family Fun Center and hop on go-karts just like I could with the kids. We'll just kind of have a different vibe going on.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? All right. So our men's room poll, you're going to spend the day with one parent's kids, better half of friends. Mike, what are you picking here?
I'm probably going to pick the better half on this one.
The better half.
Yeah, that's
what I'm But you guys have a lot of common interests. There's things that you enjoy doing together.
We go walking together all the time.
And you don't catch too much hell if you get hammered, do you?
Nah.
I mean, what's the level?
How hammered do I get?
Well, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I need to keep on some level. Like, I can't
but
get
you're walking
down
around the neighborhood. You're being safe. You're being responsible. There's bars in your area.
Yeah.
You're just bar hopping, let's say.
Bet. Yeah.
All right.
Good to go.
You're fine then. Yeah. Even if you're staggering home.
As long as she gets her cocktails, we're all good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you both get hammered, nobody cares.
There you go.
Somehow you chalk that up to, we had a fantastic night. And it's like, no. You just had a fantastic night with me.
Right. Yeah.
That's the only difference is that you got drunk too.
If we're walking around the area and I'm red solo cupping it, then, she's got a little furrowed brow going on. But if we sit down and she's got a nice, lemon drop in front of her, okay, we're good to go.
That's what's inherently wonderful, I believe, in relationships about why every once in a while you just need to get out of town for a weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
So, look, if I am wandering around Fremont drunk, right, with my wife, she's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Because we're going to make dinner tonight. We're going to do this. We're going to go home.
Stop having plans.
We're going to do this. And blah, 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 blah. And then you lay in your regular bed. You don't have sex. You just go to bed. You wake up. You go to work the next day. But if you go somewhere else and you're wandering around, it's perfectly acceptable to drink.
You can do all that.
Then when you go to the hotel room for some reason, you're having sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All you need to do is get out of town, and all those rules seem to go away.
That is absolutely the only time my wife recommends that we bar hop, right?
You got to be in a different town.
It does not matter what town we go to. Mm-hmm. We're not in Seattle. And it doesn't, mm-hmm. if we're there for business,
you could be in Bellingham.
A funeral, it doesn't matter. Like, hey, we're out of bed at 9, that bar's open. Why don't we get some drinks?
Yeah.
Now, if we're in Seattle, and I say it is 9 a.m., baby, we're both up, we've done some yard work. Not, I'm going to go grab a beer in the house, but like, let's physically get in the car, go somewhere and grab a drink. What is wrong with you?
The other pro tip
is 9 a.m.
Start at brunch. You start early at a brunch that has bars around the area, and it's a sunny day outside. You go out, just a little bit on the tipsy side, you can stop in here real quick.
Sure, keep it going.
Portland, there's no problem being in a bar eating brunch at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
If I do that here, I'm an ass.
Right, anywhere else,
I'm dead serious. If I'm in a hotel in Portland for some reason, I'm a sexual toy. I'm a sexual toy that you're there to use. If we're at home, I'm the guy who walks the dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, she goes and takes a nap.
Right.
But brunch is the power play, man. Like, look, NFL Sunday, 10 o'clock, I'm cranking a beer, man.
Hell
it's
yeah.
football. I associate them, but I still get to look. It's 10 a.m. But if I were to get up on football Sunday and say, baby, I'm going to skip the early game. I'm going to take you to brunch. She's going to crush champagne and vodka and everything. And if I were to say, it's 10 o'clock in the morning, I would probably get hit in the face with a plate.
Yeah. You know how many times I've heard, I know it's not my turn, but will you walk the dogs?
Right.
Have I ever said that in my life? That's never come out of my mouth. Never.
Why don't you take
Because it's
one?
My turn.
Right.
So that means it's my turn.
Can
to
you imagine? Can you imagine laying
Jesus
in bed,
Christ.
Going back to sleep, while you ask her, like, "Hey, you might go take the dog.
You take the dog out.
I just need.
I think I'm taking friends.
Yeah.
Men's room poll. Spend the day with one. Will it be parents, kids, better half, or friends? We'll take a break. Come back with the game notice. Big dummy next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the
big
men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay, Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to spend the day with one. Tom, are you taking your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I'll take my better half, although this year it'll be better half, kids, and in-laws.
You're taking the whole family.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah. My in-laws and I get along really well. They're really cool.
Nice. What do you guys plan on doing?
Just hanging out. We'll go to church. They'll go out to eat somewhere and hang out. I don't know, maybe go for a hike, something like that.
Okay. All right. Just sounds a chill like a nice day with a lot of people. All right, Tom. Here is your question. What is the name of the demigod who helps Moana?
Ah.
That was Maui?
Yeah.
One and done, Tom. Nice job.
All right, hang on. I also would have accepted simply The Rock, because I can never remember the character's name.
It's an island.
What's that?
It's an island.
I know it's an island, but when I see the guy,
it's
like The Rock. All right, Tom, before we let you go, we got a true or false question for you. True or false? Clownfish, like the ones in Finding Nemo, can change from male to female if they need to for reproduction. So in the movie, once Nemo's mother was killed, his father would have grown female sex organs and started having sex with Nemo.
Well, that's kind of disturbing. I would say true.
That's wackadoo.
I want you to think about this for a second, you know? People always bitch about the lack of accuracy in movies, you know? But if you did this, this would happen. All right, Finding Nemo, you really want us to remake this? Nemo, I have bad news. Mama died. You have a new mama now. But you know me as Daddy.
Call me Mommy.
Yeah, it would have been over quick and really disturbing.
I think they made a sequel.
Finding
Big
Nemo.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo attractive.
Nemo. Nemo, where are you?
I think the bears genders are too close to the fish.
Little Jimmy Finn.
Nemo. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. Matt, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Our men's room poll, you're going to spend the day with one, Matt. Are you taking parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I'll go with my kid because he's not in Washington.
Where is he?
North Carolina.
Okay. How often do you get a chance to see him?
Probably once a year.
Okay. Does he come see you? Is he able to fly?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. There's a little weird age group there. Difference like 6 or 7. We're on that line. You're like, oh, man.
Hey,
it's a long flight.
You're going to fly. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here's your question. In a game of rock, paper, scissors, what is it called when you throw 3 rocks in a row? It makes sense, but I've never heard of the term.
I don't have it. I don't know.
And rock pile.
Close. Avalanche.
Avalanche.
No.
Avalanche. All right.
What's your first go-to move for rock, paper, scissors?
Not telling.
Yeah. Probably the right answer. All right, let's go ahead.
I mean, scissors.
Are you ready? What? Damn it. All right. I won't say what anyone did. Ted would have beat me. All right. Here's your question. Oh, no. What?
Yeah.
No, I covered Ted, but you cut me first.
So depends you on beat you Ted. All right.
Depends on how you do it.
I can crush scissors.
Right. So it depends on how you
I can just hit you with a rock.
So 3 people can't play.
Yeah.
I mean, they can, but.
Well, no. It's not the way the game's designed.
It's really not. Much more confusing.
Mm-hmm. But you could have 2 balls, but it's not really soccer.
All right, your question.
So I didn't play soccer this morning?
That's just a bunch of people running around. Ball.
No, Miles, that's pool.
Oh, yeah. That's pool.
Now, Omega Ball.
All right, your question. What phenomenon is caused by the moon's gravitational tug on the Earth? Moon.
It would be the tides, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would be the tides.
Yes, it would.
Mind if I tug on you, Earth?
Hey, Mama.
Come here, baby.
Create a tide in my pants.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
With your moon hands.
You looking curvy down there.
Hey, Earth.
Throwing that butt out here.
You think the moon calls the Earth, Earth? I feel like it would. Hey, Earth. It's me again. I'm talking on that water, dog.
Been looking at your accent.
You keep spinning around, Earth.
Every time I turn
around. Who you
around?
Teasing?
Hey, me again.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Just over here waxing it.
Hold on, bitch. Hold on.
Hold on.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Now he knows it's waxing.
Hey, right here, buddy.
Sober, sorry.
Sober, okay. All right, Matt, our men's room poll.
When it takes you that long to answer, we believe it.
I know. Spend the day with one, Matt. Are you taking parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I'll probably go with friends.
Friends it is, okay. How many friends you got? Close.
Close friends? I don't know, like 3 or 4.
That's perfect number.
Then the 5th or 6th ones are really bad now.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, here's your question. What does the term a la carte literally translate to in English?
The cart? A cart? I don't know.
All alone?
All alone? No.
Well, if something's a la carte, it doesn't come
little
with anything.
Little thing.
Just sad. It sounded awfully sad. According to the menu.
Oh.
That's what it means. But I feel like...
But it does mean you just get that, right?
That's what we get here. But it literally translates to according to the menu. So
right.
I was looking at your menu. A la carte, it does come with the spinach. Then they throw you out. All right, your question. Farrakh Bulsara. He was better known as what late lead singer?
Yeah.
What was the name again?
Farrakh Bulsara.
I believe it's Farrakh.
Farrakh.
Farouk is on fire.
I don't know.
One of the greatest singers of that age, man. Of all time.
Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Where is he from? Zanzibar or something like that?
Yeah, so he's born in Zanzibar.
So my kid's going in a month.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, to me, look, I know the place exists, but you might as well talk about the Emerald City.
It's like
you know
on
what
this
mean?
Little
like,
island on the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard the name since childhood, but it sounds mm-hmm. ridiculous to me. That's crazy. He's going to Zanzibar. Yeah, what's in Zanzibar? Why are they going? What are they
going
to do in Zanzibar?
Actually, they're going and hanging out on the beach for a week, both of them.
Oh, really?
And yes. The beaches look gorgeous. My sister, both of my daughters are meeting up there.
What do you call someone from Zanzibar? Zanzibarian?
Zanzibarbarian.
Zanzibarbarian. That's what we'll go with.
Yes.
All right, Matt, your question. Open your hand and smile was the slogan for what popular candy?
Skittles? No, this tastes of rainbow.
Not a bad guess.
Open your hand and smile.
I said it to my doctor.
After I taste the rainbow.
I don't know. Lifesavers?
You were close with Skittles, man. M&M's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
Open your hand and smile.
I'm not going to tell you again. Open your hand and smile.
Smile, damn it.
Seriously.
Okay.
Now close your hand. There we go.
Close your hand and frown. Open it again and smile. Your question, what country suffered the most casualties in World War II?
Russia?
Soviet Union, but I'll give it to you.
There you go. Yeah.
Nice work.
Yeah.
And yeah. I would have said, what would you say, Germany?
If I had to guess, I would have guessed like Italy or Germany for whatever reason. But
Russia, I mean, the Soviet Union lost a lot of big battles and then kept pouring soldiers into it to go win their part of the war.
Right.
Game is a big dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Yes, who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Hola.
James, you're on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not sober today.
All right, James, good for you. Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
You know, two Coors Lights.
Two Coors Lights, okay.
A bowl of green crack.
And you're not sober? Oh, okay. All right. Slowly killing the werewolf.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Men's room poll, spend the day with one. Are you taking parents, kids, better half, or friends?
You know, my kids are getting older. Son 16, daughter 22. I'll take time with them.
Take the kids. All right, very cool.
All right, here, what would you have picked if your kids were, say, 10 and 12?
Probably my friends.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, it's not the, technically, I guess, right answer, but like I was saying to Mike, like, I think most people would pick friends.
They would pick
like,
friends.
Like I was saying, I'm taking my mom's age out of it, this and that. Like, obviously, I take my dad as he's passed, but, like, taking all that out of it, it's like, well, it was just random day. Friends.
Right. Age does not affect anything. It's going to be friends. But my kids are at the right age. My parents are at that age, so to speak. So, yeah.
James, you're going to be able to hang out with your kids on Sunday.
I am. With my son. We're going to the Mariners game.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Now, do you go out to dinner afterward, or do you eat at the park?
Probably both, actually.
Okay.
Do you crush beers with your son at the park?
Maybe one.
Okay. Are you a hot dog guy, or do you go like foo-foo at the park?
Oh, I go hot dog all day.
All right.
I had a Mariner dog last time, man. Nothing wrong with it.
Hell yeah. No.
Condiment so free, good. I might add.
Absolutely.
You raw dogged it?
And part of the reason why, though, because my wife decided she was not going to get up, therefore I must take the children to go find their food. Which is always an adventure. Anyway, by the time I have their food, I'm carrying most of it. So when I got my hot dog, it's pre-wrapped, and I looked at the mustard. And I thought, ma'am, I don't feel like setting all this crap down, unwrapping the dog, putting on the mustard. So I ate it raw. And it was fine.
Yeah.
It was good, man. But that's specifically why. I'm like, I'm not going through all this trouble for mustard. I'm just not doing it.
Raw dog.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, you're right. You very rarely have a plain hot dog.
Do yourself a favor and do it. I'm telling you, it's a good dog. And I would not have done it if I weren't as lazy as I am.
Now, a little smoky? Yeah.
Well, yeah. A little smoky is designed just to be eaten. Mm-hmm. All right, here's your question. Where will you hear the Wilhelm scream? Or the Wilhelm scream?
London? I have no idea. Never heard that.
Yes, you have. You have heard. If you've ever been to a movie where somebody screamed, you have heard the scream. They call it the Wilhelm scream because some guy did it, I guess, years ago in some kind of movie. Anyway, anytime there's a big panic scene, they play this. You got the audio? Yeah.
Okay.
They'll layer it in the background. They put it.
So what's the answer? Just a movie?
A movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
The movies. Absolutely.
The number of movies that this Scream has been in is never.
Do they have a number on what it is?
I could probably find it.
From the last time they updated it, it has been in 10 more. All right. Your question. In what state would you find the Finger Lakes? Dirty Little Lakes.
Ooh. Well, I have no idea, so let's just go with Maryland.
Maryland.
Is it New York?
It is New York.
Yep.
If you look at a map of the state of New York, you will find them immediately.
Upstate?
Well, it looks like someone, like, left a handprint in the middle of the state. All right, your question. What do the letters FEMA stand for, as in FEMA?
I have no idea.
You hear it about in the news all the time. People need them. There's not enough workers there. This, that, the other. They haven't got the money. They got the money. So FEMA. Think about what they do.
I cannot think of.
All right. Now think about what they do. Right. Think about when they're called to serve, so to speak.
Family emergency medical attention.
Ooh, close.
Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, it does.
37 movies that they have here on IMDb that you can home screen.
All right, your question. What is the name of the princess in the movie Brave? Jinja.
I've never seen a movie, so I'm just going to guess Princess Diana. Why not?
Princess Diana. That had a happier ending than that one.
Merida.
I've never seen that one either.
No.
I like
it. Is that Disney?
Yep.
Is it Disney or Pixar?
Nope, it's Disney.
It is Disney?
It is Disney.
And I thought I was going to be on the hook for having to see it, but my daughter never asked to watch it, and I never brought it up. Worked out brilliant.
It might actually be part. It is Pixar. My bad.
It is Pixar. All right, your question. What is Sigourney Weaver's character's name in the Alien movies?
You're not going to believe
it. I haven't seen that movie in years. Great movie.
You haven't seen any one of the 247 other ones that put it?
I have not. No, it's been a long time. Gertrude.
Jesus.
Gertrude.
Question five, James.
It was Ripley. Ripley.
Her name was just Ripley?
Ellen Ripley, but everyone just called her Ripley. Well, some people called her Nipley, but you had to be in the right situation. Am I right? All right. Don't laugh at that. That was low-hanging fruit, man. Ellen Nipley.
It was a cold winter day.
It's cold in space, mama.
Some aliens.
You know Ellen Nipley down there fighting aliens. All right, the question, what actor was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the movie Apollo 13? He also appeared on The Truman Show. He was in The Abyss, and he was on the Westworld TV show. Always
Bill
a
Paxton?
Bad. What was that?
Bill Paxton?
Ed Harris. There was a lot of really good supporting actors in that one, so it was kind of a crapshoot.
It really is.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon was in there. Gary Sinise was in there.
How many movies of Gary Sinise and Tom Hanks
They've
done
together? A handful. Yeah. I feel like it's like six movies.
Is it that many? Damn. Yeah. Your question, what 90s TV show had characters who liked hanging out at the Peach Pit?
Oh, you got it.
Peach Pit. Is that Saved by the Bell?
Other one. Yeah. 90210. Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh,
Peach Pit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Peach Pit.
Question seven.
Saved by the Bell, they hung out at the Max.
The Max. One extra two.
That's right, yeah.
Two.
Good call,
two.
Ted.
Let's go for two. I know Ted will know the answer to this question. What was the name of the exercise product pitched by Suzanne Summers?
Mm. Oh, that's the...
Come on.
Thighmaster.
Yes!
Good job, James.
I'm shocked that you got that. Yes. Stunned.
Enjoy the Father's Day. Game is Big Jones.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dirk. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, naked lady.
Hola.
Dirk, are you sober or not sober?
I'd be sober.
Sober Dirk.
All right, Mr. Dirk.
All right, you're going to spend the day with what? Are you taking parents, kids, your better half, or friends?
So my parents are no longer with us. Could they come back and I could spend it with them?
Yeah, you're going to pick one. Why not?
It'd be weird.
Spend with my
Yeah, they're going to stink.
Oh.
Yeah, well, they're ground up, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, geez, yeah.
That guy's in there talking to an ashtray. Yeah,
they're a little dusty. They're a little dusty.
Okay.
My kid lives in Texas, so I guess I would pick him, but I'm actually going to spend it with my better half.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, right.
This is what I'd pick, and this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I got that one kid in Texas, but, I got
to. Well, no, she does great. We're going to whatever Long Acres is, Emerald Downs.
Oh, nice.
Indian Relay races.
Oh, cool. Dude. Yeah. That's going to be great, man.
That's not bad. I hosted a thing down there on a Father's Day once. That was pretty fun.
That seems like a pretty cool
spot. That's pretty cool. We did it before a few years ago, and then when my kid was up here, we did a Mariners game. So she usually sets all this stuff up. She was an event coordinator, so.
Oh, Lord.
Good for you.
The problem is, even if you, does she listen to any suggestion you have? Once a date has been settled on whatever you're going to do, if you even have an idea and you mention it to her, does she ever take it seriously?
She may, yeah.
She may.
She can usually talk. Well, if it's a good idea, I tend to come up with pretty stupid ideas.
Just remember to write all that crap down.
Mm-hmm.
She's an event coordinator.
Right.
You are planned out.
Oh, for sure.
This is true.
My wife is an event coordinator and doesn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't even tell you.
Yeah, doesn't even tell you. All right, here's your question. What is on the red data list? The red data list.
I'm sorry, the red data list?
That is correct. What is the red data list all about? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with the animal world.
Oh.
Has to do with the animal what?
World. So red normally means danger or bad or red tide, whatever the deal is, or stop. Yeah.
Red data list. Red tide. Shellfish.
No. I was just saying, like, whenever you hear red,
it's endangered?
Like, endangered species.
Threatened. Endangered is a different list, believe it or not.
All right.
Gotcha.
So they're still, you can still poke at
them. Yeah, poke at them a little bit.
I thought red data was a bad guy in Star Trek.
Oh, no, it's my brother.
I am data. All right. Dirk, here's your question. Who starred as the $6 million man?
Oh. Hey, it was nice talking to you guys. I love your, I'm going to blow it, right? I love your black bear thrill.
Thanks so much. I hope that's the legacy.
Don't encourage him, Dirk. Don't encourage this.
You got it, man. Yeah.
More on Big Demi coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.